Habitat of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties presents Habacast.
Hello and welcome to the Habacast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's podcast and web series highlighting our mission, our partners, and everyone that helps make us the best affiliate in the country.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm Morgan Brochetti, your co-host, and I'm here with Mr. Mike Sutton. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? I'm here with Morgan.
We're in our interim pod loft today.
We're under construction.
Switching it up.
Yeah, no, I actually like this.
Me too.
We're in our Living HR collaboration room.
Mm-hmm.
Give a little shout out to our friends at Living HR.
Yep.
Who collaborate with our staff to ensure that we have a strong culture and we are a people-focused organization mm-hmm. with our staff. So. But yeah, I kind of like it in here. It's not as echoey.
No.
But our new pod loft that's under construction is going to be awesome.
Just wait. Yeah. Wait for season two.
No. It's coming right around the corner.
So today we're going to be doing a little bit of a different kind of episode. We're going to look back at 2021. We accomplished so many things thanks to our partners and our volunteers, our staff. So we kind of want to do a highlight of all of those really great accomplishments that kind of moved us into what's about to be 2022.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal year at Habitat. And this is the 25th episode of the Habitcast.
I know.
And so, but the last few haven't necessarily been interviews. We've done a lot of highlights mm-hmm. of different things. But I think today, you know, as we kind of dive into what 2021 looked like, we're obviously still in the middle of a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
And as we're in the holiday season, that pandemic is kind of getting heightened again.
Yep.
But we hope everybody's staying safe and ready for the holidays and ready to put 2021 in the rear view.
Yep.
And start strong in 2022. I know I'm ready for a new year.
I think we all are. And yeah. I think it's been really incredible to see our goals get reached this year and even expanded. So we wanted to be building 65 homes our fiscal year, and we're going to be building 70 our calendar year. So we actually just celebrated with several families this past week who will now be able to move into their brand new homes right before yeah. the holidays, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So in 2021, we've completed 70 homes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a record in so many ways. Last year, we built 61 homes in 2020 and in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
And we thought, wow, everything we do at Habitat's about serving families. And we knocked it out of the park last year.
Yeah.
And so we said, hey, if we do everything the same in 2021, we'll be able to serve, 61 families again. And I think we surprised ourselves in a lot of ways. There's such a need for affordable housing. We're seeing that even more and more every day.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, we live in a community that sees the importance in affordable housing. Through that investment, from our community, we were able to serve 70 families. And, those 70 families get to celebrate Christmas in their brand new home
yeah.
together. So that's phenomenal.
It's pretty powerful. I think that throughout the year, we have heard and told stories of our homeowners and our partners and how they've been impacted by the pandemic, and realizing that the importance of home is a healthcare attached issue as well. I mean, you can't stay safe at home or shelter in place or, recover from maybe having COVID or being sick without having a safe and stable place to live. So
yeah.
I think that has definitely been a call out from this past year.
Yeah.
That's still going on. So.
And while we were building those 70 homes, we celebrated our 700th home milestone.
Yeah.
Which, I always laugh because you think about the way that Habitat was created back in 1985 in our community. We were building one home a year. We would raise a little bit of money.
Yep.
We'd lay a foundation. We'd raise some more money. We'd put up the walls. And the process was a very long process.
Right.
And really for the first 10, 15 years, that's how we operated. And it wasn't until probably around 2000 or so when the organization started to do more and more.
Mm-hmm.
We built 724 homes, I believe now. But out of those homes, a good 500 of those homes have been built just in the last
right.
10 years.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Really.
And I think the 700th was my third milestone dedication. So my first was, the 500th. And so I had the opportunity to have a hand in planning that, and then seeing the the 700th a couple months ago was just so powerful after having everybody, you know, staying in place and kind of not out in the community. That was, we did that kind of two times this year. So with Havana Nights, which we'll talk about in a second, but with the 700th, we saw so many people from our community, homeowners, supporters, volunteers, families all come and celebrate with that family, out in Teller Estates, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I started with house number 280, and but every home's a milestone. So, but yeah, 280. So the fact that we've built that many homes in my almost 8 years, it's a testament to our community, our board, our staff, everyone. So
absolutely,
pretty cool. So we also reopened our sites to volunteers.
Yes,
which was, that was the strangest part of 2020, in my opinion, from a Habitat perspective, was, how do we continue to build homes with no volunteers and no homeowner sweat equity?
Right.
Because the homeowners provide a lot of volunteer labor, the homeowner candidates, and then our volunteers obviously haven't been able to swing a hammer with us. And so we had to really transition to building all of our homes with subcontractors, which was weird. But what was really exciting in 2021 is we reopened our sites to volunteers, our homeowner candidates, and we had over 50,000 volunteer hours completed just this past year.
It's pretty amazing. And I think that once we were able to get to that place where we could have volunteers back on site safely and we could welcome the community back, you felt this surge throughout the entire organization, especially the site supervisors who had been working without volunteers. And also some who had never worked with them before at all. So they had a complete shift, and an exciting shift that they got to have that interaction. You know, the volunteers are the lifeblood of Habitat for Humanity. They make us move forward. And they do a lot to help us, expand the brand and be our brand ambassadors and tell people about Habitat, to find homeowner candidates and shop the ReStore and all those things. So to not have them on site, that was definitely a strange time, but being able to have them back was pretty awesome. And then also seeing the homeowner candidates come back on site as well.
Yeah.
Because they were missing that piece of their sweat equity piece. But that kind of transitions into us going virtual, if you will.
Yeah.
So because of the pandemic, we were not holding things in person. So many of our classes, they used to be in person at our old location. They went virtual, which for some ended up being a good option for people who have kids and the kids were in school or they were homeschooling. So they were all at home, but our homeowner services team did a fantastic job of pivoting to, there's that 2020, 2021 word, pivoting to.
Most overused word in 2020.
Yeah. That and unprecedented.
That was 2021. 2022 was pivot.
Okay. Well, it's back. So they did such an awesome job of changing the curriculum and making it digital so people could still get their hours done, finish their classes, and then, you know, purchase their home from Habitat.
I think the, we had the opportunity to reimagine so much throughout the pandemic and, you know, whether it's, you know, doing, dedications live on Facebook. We've done a couple of events that have been completely virtual, which helped us to raise additional funds. You know, I think the Habitcast, I mean, this idea of doing this kind of spun out of how do we keep our donors and our volunteers and our homeowners plugged into what we're doing.
Right.
And so, you and your team did a phenomenal job of finding ways to go virtual. And so that's been a positive coming out of it. So, but,
for sure.
But there's still nothing like being in person with people. And so, you know, that has been one thing that's been a highlight of 2021 is kind of getting back to that
place.
To
get back to that. Yeah, for sure.
You know, we also, we had a couple partnerships that we launched this past year. We've been doing a lot of work with Feeding Tampa Bay, where they come into every Habitat home and they stock the pantry, they stock the refrigerator, and they kind of get the home move-in ready from a food standpoint for the family. Which with the way that I just went to the grocery store the other day and the increase in cost for food is out of this world. And they've been able to help us by kind of getting folks, it's a little bit of a hand up, right?
Yeah.
They move in, they don't have to worry about that first grocery bill. So that's been great. Feeding Tampa Bay and Thomas Mann's are wonderful partners. And then the other thing we started to do was partner with the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce. Yep. And so they do a thing, or they used to do a thing, just during the holidays where they would give bikes to kids in the community.
Yeah.
And they decided they wanted to do that year round, and they thought, well, Habitat has a mechanism for them to do that. And so they've been coming out to every dedication and providing the children with bicycles,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. Our home dedications are so focused on the parent.
Absolutely.
Or the adults.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way for the kids to kind of get a little bit of a, you know, focus on at the
yeah, that extra hand up. I think it's also been, it's been really cool to see that happen, especially in Tiller Estates where there are so many Habitat homeowners and so many kids. So you can see them jumping on their bikes and heading down to their friend's house down the street because they already have that, you know, the parents and the adults build that sense of community throughout the homeownership program, and the kids can do that now even more with the bikes, which is pretty amazing. And actually this past week, this was the most recent dedication. Doug Beavis had mentioned that was our 80 bikes had been given to Habitat kids this year, which is
Cool because they organically go out to the community and raise dollars to do this. So, mm-hmm. And a bike's not cheap. So,
no.
You know, it's,
and every kid is so excited. So
we also reopened our Palm Harbor Restore.
Yeah.
Here.
Yep.
With the reopening of the Palm Harbor Restore also came the closing of the Newport Richey store.
Yep.
However, for our friends, in Pasco County, it is temporary closure as mm-hmm. we are relocating.
Yep.
So our old location was kind of out of the way a little bit.
Right.
It was a little bit off the beaten path. And so we decided to sell the facility,
mm-hmm.
and look for a better location. So we're going to be on US 19 right at Main and US 19 mm-hmm. in Newport Richey,
yep.
right next to the Harbor Freight.
Yep.
Right. So that's exciting. So we'll be opening that store here in the coming months. And we have the Palm Harbor store open. Obviously the Clearwater store has been there for about 12 years now. So three stores for your shopping pleasure. So exciting.
And actually in the Clearwater Restore, you know, we built out this amazing education center, which we'll talk about, in the next episode, first episode of season two. We have a whole new space, with a partnership from, our board member, actually our board chair, Brandon Brayboy, Lakeland Liquidations. So now if you walk into the Clearwater Restore, and it will soon transfer to all the locations, you can come in and purchase cabinets, countertops, and kind of get your whole entire, all your needs fitted through Brandon's company. And then that benefits Habitat, which is pretty awesome. So now if you walk into the Clearwater store and you haven't been in a few months, you're going to be shocked at the transformation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and like you said, we'll do that in Palm Harbor
mm-hmm.
and Newport Richey.
Yep.
So, also in that space in Clearwater, we actually, our old office was located there.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our office to a new facility, which allowed for growth.
Absolutely.
And so we went from about 4,500 square feet to over 10,000. You know, I think, it's allowed our staff, space to be able to perform their duties.
Mm-hmm.
But it also allowed us to rebuild that office space into our education center.
Yep.
Which, to me was probably the highlight for 2021. The education center is something we've talked about for 5 or 6 years here and mm-hmm. kind of thrown the idea around. I always wanted to see us have a place, a dedicated place to do our home buyer education. I truly believe that our home buyer education that our families go through, is life changing and it's behavior changing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, studies show that, generational poverty, only ends through education and wealth building. And so, I think Habitat does a good job of that. So, the education center, Truist stepped
yep.
up. We have the Truist Education Center that opened just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of other sponsors that helped us to underwrite the project. And now we have this dedicated space, for large, classroom style mm-hmm. education. We have breakout rooms for
right.
one-on-one, financial training. We also have the homeowner selection area that's sponsored by Tibbetts Lumber, which allows the homeowners this amazing experience of going in and picking out all the different options for their
mm-hmm.
home. So they get to choose things like the paint color, the cabinets, countertops, garage door colors, you know, that kind of stuff. So, that's been a cool little, step up. We used to walk around with this little tub.
Literally a bucket.
Yeah, it was like a little bucket, and it was kind of rinky. So I'm really glad that we were able to do something different there, and now the experience for our homeowners is something that they will always remember.
Mm-hmm. So it's completely elevated, which I think is pretty exciting. Another great milestone that I always love being a part of is being able to present that check to the Pinellas County Commission, mm-hmm. representing the taxes paid by homeowners. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that this is a giveaway program and that we just hand out keys to anybody.
Yeah.
That's not the case. And having that big check show the impact of nearly $1 million with what our homeowners pay towards the tax base is, it's huge, and it's something that really represents the work that goes into the program from the Habitat side, but also everything that the homeowners do.
Yeah, it was awkward this year because of social distancing and stuff. We didn't actually get to do a true photo like we normally would with the entire commission. So we literally just dropped the check on the ground and walked out after we presented it. But almost $1 million. I think what's exciting in 2021, I actually just signed the check for property taxes for mm-hmm. this coming year, and it's well over $1 million. So again, it kind of shows that impact, that long-term investment in affordable housing. And in 2021, we'll do a check presentation again to the Pinellas County Commission. We'll do one to Pasco County Commission.
Yep.
Again, we want folks to understand that the homeowners that Habitat partners with are some of the most hardworking folks in our community, and it's not a handout. And I think there's nothing more symbolic than that tax check
mm-hmm.
and being able to hand that over to the respective counties.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. And I think that leads right into one of our other highlights. So when we came back in March, we typically have our big gala, and that's normally a black tie event. We switched it up this year. So Havana Nights was a more laid back, event that still was a fundraiser, and it was an amazing evening. Everyone was so excited to be back out mm-hmm. in person and you know, getting back together with their community. And everyone that I talked to liked that laid back feeling as opposed to the black tie, which I totally get after being locked up in your house. But at that event, we had one of our homeowners who received her keys last year, Allison Feely Roche. She's a mom of six. And she, since getting her keys, she has completed and become an RN, and she's working towards the next step in her career. And one of her kids is 13 and already doing college classes.
She looked like a completely different person.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk a lot about the tangible benefits of moving into a home of your own, but one of the things we don't realize is the self-confidence and how much having and owning your own home mm-hmm. can help advance your life. Yeah. And for her, we saw it. I mean, her being there.
She was glowing.
She literally was glowing.
Yeah.
And, that night we raised funds, thanks to her and many others. We raised funds to build 7 Habitat homes mm-hmm. this year. So, most successful event we've ever held.
Yep.
And with half the amount of people. The people that were there really stepped up and supported us at such a high level. So
that
was really cool. Look forward to this year's event.
Yeah.
We got a lot of awards this past year.
Sure did.
Which validates our work that we do in the community, obviously. We're thankful to our friends at the Tampa Bay Business Journal who continue to highlight our work throughout the year, but mm-hmm. also we were recipient of the One Tampa Bay Award again this year, which used to be the nonprofit of the year, which we got, I think, I want to say probably 7 or 8 times in a row. Then they transitioned a few years ago to the One Tampa Bay Award,
mm-hmm.
and we've gotten that now, I think, 4 times. So,
yeah, which is pretty amazing.
So it's always great for that recognition.
Well, we're always in really great company with those, and I think what's powerful with the transition to the One Tampa Bay style over the nonprofit of the year was we were able to be recognized among some of our partners
yeah.
who are philanthropic partners, so Power Design and several others, which is mm-hmm. pretty awesome. And then also our very own Mike Sutton was highlighted on the Power 100 list among 99 other influential business leaders in our community, which was very impressive.
I think they got to 99 and they were like, we don't have a number 100.
I confirmed with them that's not the case.
Yeah, so they just pulled a name out of the hat and there it is. So that was a huge honor to be considered a leader within the region with 99 others. So, and pretty impressive list. So That was neat. Amplify Clearwater, which is our Clearwater chamber, also recognized us. We've done a lot of work over the last few years around our culture.
Yes.
We want Habitat, as I mentioned earlier, to be the best place to work for the employees that work here. We also want this to be a desirable workplace. So we have 72 staff members that call Habitat their work home. We're up to a $24 million budget, you know, and we will build 70 plus homes this next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they provided us an award, a brand new award called their Culture Creator Award.
Yeah.
And it's all based on the work that we do internally, again, for our staff.
Right.
And so, that was really cool. I know our staff was extremely proud of that. You know, Todd, who heads up our people and culture,
mm-hmm.
formerly known as human resources. That's so not cool anymore. So, I know Todd was, it validates the work that he does on a regular basis to make sure that we have a great place to work. So.
And I think that's a huge piece. And whenever we have onboarding or, you know, we're interviewing for new staff, that's something that the majority of us, I'm sure, touch on, because that's something that is not common, in every workplace, especially in nonprofits. So for us, you can see behind us some of our culture code badges. So these are values that are intertwined with our pillars, and with our values with the organization internally. So this is a reminder of why we keep moving forward to serve more families. And everything being so well intertwined and consistent, has been really impressive over the past few years. And like you said, that's thanks to Todd and Living HR and, you know, the team getting behind that initiative. But, having that award, in our lobby is pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we also, found a way this year to bring together over 20 elected officials from our community to help build a home. You know, we're extremely thankful to all the elected officials in our community that support Habitat. We find that affordable housing is a nonpartisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how much people want to make it a partisan issue, it is a nonpartisan issue.
Right.
Everyone needs a safe place to call home. And so we were able to bring out, I think it was right around 24 elected officials,
mm-hmm.
Who helped gather one Friday morning and work on a house in Teller Estates. It was really neat to see, regardless of whether they're red or blue, a D or an R, whatever side of the aisle they are on,
yep.
The fact that they were able to put that aside and all swing a hammer together was really, really cool. We were able to have lunch with everyone afterwards and
mm-hmm.
kind of just talk about the needs in our community from a housing perspective, and then what they can do going back into their respective municipality to advocate for Habitat
mm-hmm.
and advocate for affordable home ownership. So
right.
that was such a fun day. It was really, really neat to see folks come together.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And we also had one of our homeowners who lives in Teller Estates, the Risa families. Amanda came out and told her story and about the impact that it's made on her life and with her family. So it really brought it all together, I think.
Yeah.
I only heard positive feedback, and I think it was a really unique way for us to kind of engage with so many elected officials at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Looking forward to doing that again in 2022.
Yeah, you know, and something else that we did for the first time this past year, so we've built over 720 homes, as
mm-hmm.
I mentioned a couple times. About 50 to 60 of those homes, the mortgage has been paid off. But one of the things we've really never thought about is how do we celebrate that family who has spent all this time, 20, 30, in some cases 35 years, to pay off their mortgage? How do we celebrate them?
Right.
And so we for the first time this year, we did a mortgage burning ceremony. We had the fire department on standby. now, in all seriousness, it was so great to be able to basically take that mortgage document and put some fires.
Burn it. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, satisfy a mortgage document, right? And so that was really neat. We look forward to doing more of those ceremonies in the years to come
as
folks pay off their mortgage.
Yeah. So
where does that leave us, Morgan?
Well, we're heading into 2022. We've got all kinds of fun things coming. 800. Number 800 is right around the corner.
Yeah, that'll probably be sometime at the end of 2020. Where are we going? 2022.
2022,
gosh. I just got used, you know, when you write down on paper the year, I just got used to putting 2021. And now I got to already.
We'll get you a stamp, and you can just
do that.
I need
a stamp. You ever see how much
I
have to write?
I'll add to your list, don't worry.
It's a lot.
So we're heading into 2022.
Yeah.
there are still so many ways to get involved with Habitat. So maybe as you, you know, you're spending time with your family over the holidays and you're thinking about those New Year's resolutions, maybe getting involved with Habitat is the next thing that you want to accomplish next year, whether that it could be, you know, volunteering in the ReStore or on site. Maybe you're becoming an advocacy ambassador and learning more about how you can help make positive change towards affordable homeownership and the entire affordable housing crisis that we're in right now. Or maybe you want to become a donor. There's so many different ways you can get involved, and we'd love to see that happen.
You also may know someone who could qualify for the Habitat program. Mm-hmm. And so referring someone to our program is also an important way to get involved. So, you know, unless you try it out, unless you check out whether you you actually qualify, you will never know.
Right.
And we do know that the majority of families that apply to our program, families and individuals, the majority of them don't get in the first time.
Right.
And so there are times where they have to go back and clean up some credit or take care of some things, mm-hmm. or, you know, what have you. It's really, really important that, you know, we get the word out there that you can apply to the Habitat program.
And I think on top of that, it's not a negative that you don't get in the first time. That's great. Then now you have steps to move forward to fix whatever that issue is, and you have those resources to move forward and kind of open the next door to the new chapter, which is pretty awesome.
But 2021 was a phenomenal year. I can't wait to see what happens in 2022. But thank you so much for supporting Habitat. Whether you choose to support us through volunteerism, donating, shopping our ReStore, there's so many ways, as Morgan mentioned earlier. It takes everyone in the community coming together to make Habitat a successful organization. And so we cannot thank you enough for that.
Absolutely.
So on behalf of our organization and on behalf of all the families we serve, thank you. And we look forward to seeing you at the premiere of season 2 of the Habitat. So tune into that, whatever that may be. It's coming soon. But appreciate you, and thank you so much for tuning in today.
Habacast is a presentation of Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco Counties. More information at habitatpwp.org.